People in this small town are whispering. What they're saying is that the billionaire is back, and he's going after his best friend's sister. What I'm trying to do is help Claire Sweeney's bakery business. What I haven't been able to admit to myself is that in all this time, no matter how hard I tried, I never forgot her. Now she's all grown up. I can't stop thinking about her muffin, or how guilty I feel when I fantasize about buttering it. Claire has always been as much a part of Beacon Harbor as the hanging flower baskets, the boat tours, and the lobster races. She has no idea how beautiful I think she is, even when she has flour on her face, even when she's rolling her eyes at me. I've got her brother's approval, but now it's Claire that I really have to convince. She doesn't believe we have the right ingredients for a real relationship, so she only agrees to pretend to be my girlfriend to help me close a deal in New York. I believe she's about to discover exactly how I roll when I know what I want. And what I want is her.